Hello, this is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of July 11th. Steve Suman put this report together for us. Well, we got plenty of rain all day Monday. A little bit more is expected tonight. That's Tuesday night. Then it looks like we got nice weather through the week. Chance of a little bit more rain on the weekend. Let's check in with Greg at Happy Hooker, see what's going on up at the Quiet Lakes. Greg says, Quiet Lakes fishing action is good overall, and with muskie action heating up, our first muskie board of the year is almost full. Muskie anglers working smaller bucktails, crankbaits, and topwaters are catching fish around weeds. Casting on lily pad edges and weedy bars is great this time of year. The walleye anglers are catching a few good fish by jigging deep rock and wood or by fishing leeches and crawlers on rigs or under bobbers. Check maps for what deep or shallow means relative to the lake and focus on those spots. Northern pike action is good on everything from spinnerbaits to beetle spins to live bait, fished on weeds and structure, holding bait fish. Largemouth bass action is very good, especially off docks with crawlers, spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and topwaters. Weedless baits cast into lily pads can produce big bass. Smallmouth bass action is solid with leeches, Ned rigs, and weighted plastics on deep structure. Crappie fishing is good with anglers catching many fish on deep weed edges in bays and basins. Live bait, small jigs, and plastics cast or fished under bobbers work well. Bluegill action is good with waxies, leaf worms, and crawlers fished off docks and in shallow weed beds. Perch action is strong around weeds and docks, with catches on crappie minnows and crawler chunks on small jigs. Cool. Well, thanks, Greg. The Birchwood Bluegill Festival returns this weekend, Friday through Sunday, July 15th through the 17th. This event includes music, food, crafts, softball tournament, beanbag tournament, fun runs, fish fry, fire department, open house, pancake breakfast, Sunday parade, and more. A medallion hunt begins July 13th and continues until a lucky person finds the medallion. The reward is $75 if the finder is wearing a 2022 bluegill button, $25 if they're not. Gary's Grocery will post clues daily. For more information, visit www.birchwoodwi.com/bluegillfestival. Or if you didn't get that, you can just call them, 715-354-3300. Let's get to the fishing report. Muskie action developed slowly this spring, but recently has improved significantly. Though not hooking many big fish so far, quite a few anglers are connecting on figure eights at the boat. So make that action a habit. Look for fish around weeds, weed lines, lily pads, bars, stumps, humps, and rock, working shallows in the evening hours. Bucktails, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, topwaters, and musky suckers are working well, as are large crankbaits, trolled over bottom cover. The walleye fishing's fair to good right now, a little inconsistent. Look for fish on weeds, wood, brush, brake lines, rock, and other structure in 12 to 25 feet, deeper during the day. In early morning and evening into dark, work the shallower weed edges and shorelines in 4 to 14 feet. Your current best bait choices include jumbo leeches, crawlers, walleye suckers, and fatheads on jigs, slip bobbers, harnesses, lindy rigs, spinner rigs, and trolled and cast crankbaits and stickbaits. The northern pike fishing is good, especially for small pike. The fish are in or on weeds, weed beds, weed lines, weed edges, lily pads, and around baitfish and panfish concentrations in 4 to 12 feet of depth. Most effective offerings include northern suckers, minnows, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, stickbaits, crankbaits, bucktails, buzzbaits, beetle spins, and topwaters. Largemouth bass fishing is good to very good, 6 to 12 feet on weeds, weed beds, weed edges, lily pads, stumps, steep break lines, brush, docks, and cribs. There are many bait choices for largemouth. They include, but are not limited to, weedless baits, spinner baits, crank baits, buzz baits, Senkos, drop shot rigs, Ned rigs, Necco rigs, swim jigs, plastics such as worms, frogs, scented worms, and wacky worms, topwaters, and crawlers. Smallmouth bass anglers are doing well if they fish rocks, stumps, and other structure in 10 to 22 feet. Top baits for smallies include leeches, sucker minnows, drop shot rigs, Ned rigs, plastics, spinner baits, and crankbaits in crayfish colors. The crappie fishing's good to very good. Best success is coming in late afternoon into after dark. Look for crappies in weeds and on weed edges, in bays and basins, on bogs and cribs, and on other structure in 6 to 18 feet. Most productive baits include crappie minnows, fatheads, minimites, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs fished with or without bobbers. Bluegill fishing is very good around weeds, weed edges, cribs, and other structure. Look in 4 to 12 feet of depth. Waxies, leaf worms, crawlers, panfish, leeches, hair jigs, plastics, gulp baits, alive baits, small spinners, beetle spins, and mimic minnows are all working. Perch fishing's good to very good in and around shallow to mid-depth weeds and structure. Crappie minnows, fatheads, waxies, crawler chunks, and plastics are all working on perch. Okay, here are a few things coming up. July 15th through the 17th is the LCO Honor the Earth Powwow. You can get more details by calling the tribal office at 715-634-8934. Lumberjack World Championships coming up July 28th through the 30th. Call 715-634-2484 for details. July 30th is the Northwoods Bass Anglers Open Tournament on the Chippewa Flowage. Find out more by calling them at 405-227-1789. July 31st is Kids Fishing Day on the Tiger Cat Flowage, sponsored by the Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc. You can call them for more details at 715-634-4543. August 5th and 6th, Jack Pine Savage Days in Spooner. Find out more by calling 715-635-2168. Don't forget that August 10th is your application deadline for Fisher and Bobcat tags. August 11th through the 14th is the Sawyer County Fair. Find out more by calling 715-699-2022. August 13th is the big Ojibwa Canoe and Kayak Race. It starts at Wanigan Resort at 9:30 a.m. and ends at Ojibwa Community Park. You can get more details by calling 877-220-1041. And August 14th is the Hayward Bass Club's free youth bass tournament on the Chippewa Flowage. It runs from noon to 4 on the 14th of August. Find out more by calling 405-227-1789. For more information on area events and activities, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. and view the calendar of events. Or call us down at the shop. The chamber line is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. All right, well, it's a fine week. Let's get out and have some fun.